Hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I was just practicing my surfing poses. Have you ever been surfing? It's a lot of fun. Well, the title of today's lesson is Surfs Up. That's kind of a cool phrase, and we're going to talk about that phrase later. Now, surfboards come in different shapes, and there are many great surfing spots around the world, right? But is surfing eco-friendly? That is it good for the environment? That's what we're going to find out today in a section called Green Surfing. Yes, green surfing. Also, where are the best beaches for surfing? Where are the best beaches for surfing? That's all coming up right away. Let's begin.
Surf's up! Green surfing. Today, many surfers play an interesting and unique role in environmental affairs. They are often first to notice things like oil or dying coral in the water. They can then play a part in bringing public attention to these problems. More recently, however, it's been pointed out that surfing isn't a particularly green sport. Surfboards release chemicals into the water, and wetsuits are often made using oil. In response, eco-boards have been developed using vegetable-based materials.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看的是 environmental 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 environment, 环境这个名词。所以 environmental 是指有关环境的或者是自然环境的。例如 global warming is an important environmental issue that all nations should deal with. 温室效应是一个每一个国家都要解决的重要的环保议题。Environmental 也是环保的。例如 ,several environmental groups are lobbying about this proposal. 有好几个环保团体都在为这个提案游说。接下来我们看的是 release 这个动词。release 在这里是指释放或排放。例如 ,the device will steadily release medicine into the bloodstream. 这个装置会稳定地释放药剂进入血流中。release 也可以指宣泄或释放某种情绪。例如 Chuck releases his tension by cooking. Chuck 用烹饪来释放他的压力。Release 也可以当名词。例如 The release of the radioactive substance is now under control. 这个放射性物质的外泄现在已经控制住了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, Rebecca's back with her surfboard. Hey, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
We went through a whole day.Yesterday, without even talking about our own surfing experiences. Have you ever been surfing?
Gabe, I mentioned yesterday that I had tried surfing.
Oh, you tried surfing?
Yeah, I used to go surfing. Uh-huh. At 5:30 in the morning, that's a great time to go surfing. Okay, let me tell you, since you're asking me about my experience.
Uh-huh.
This was a couple of summers ago.And work started at 8 o'clock, and it was about a 45-minute drive from where the beach was. So I would get up at 5 in the morning, go surfing. I'd catch some waves, brave the waves, and then go to work.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So you actually succeeded in surfing?
You mean, did I stand up?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I went out there, I paddled on the surfboard, then I waited and waited for the perfect wave, and then I stood up.
Wait.
And rode the wave.
So, Rebecca, you're a good surfer.
Hey, I didn't say I was a good surfer. I just said that I have gone surfing.
Well, you know what? You're probably a better surfer than I am. I've gone probably 3 or 4 times, but I've only been able to stand up on the surfboard once that I can remember.
Okay, we should have a competition sometime. Nope. A surfing competition.
Oh, that's okay. Let's just teach the lesson today. We're talking about green surfing. I have gone swimming in green water before, and I think that's what this is talking about, right?
Ew.
Going out.
Ew, you've gone swimming in green water?
Well...
And what were you saying about green surfing?
Well, green surfing. Surfing in green water, right?
Gabe.
What?
No. We're not talking about surfing in green water. You know the word green actually refers to the environment, environmental issues?
Yes, yes, of course. If something is green, it's eco-friendly. That's what this section is all about. And we read today, many surfers play an interesting and unique role in environmental affairs.
And before you continue, Gabe, you brought up some great words. That is to play an interesting or play a role or part in something. That just means that you take part in something. You're a part of it.
Okay, for example, Luke is an important man. He plays an important role here at Studio Classroom. So you can use an adjective in that sentence, to play an important role, to play a significant role. Now let's use the word part. For example, he plays a big part in the events that he does. Okay, or he played a big part in the wedding, for example. He made a lot of decisions. He planned a lot of things. Use these words and sentences in your own way.
Gabe, if we could have a competition as to who's example sentence was better, yours is definitely better, because mine is just, well, Nate played a very big role in preparing tonight's meal, but you actually used Luke as an example. That's great.
Well, you're always talking about food and meals and stuff. That's
because because I like to cook, I like to prepare meals, and I like to create people who also enjoy preparing meals.
Yes, encourage others who also like cooking. That's very good. You play an important role here, Rebecca. Okay, friends, we're finding out that surfers today play an important role in environmental issues, okay, or affairs. They are often first to notice things like oil or dying coral in the water. Now, I'm glad they mentioned this, because if you like scuba diving, you've probably seen lots of coral in the water, but it probably doesn't look nice and beautiful and pink and colorful like this. A lot of coral is dying around the world. It's not as colorful as it once was.
Exactly. And continuing, we read, they can play a part in bringing public attention to these problems. And of course, they is referring to the surfers. More recently, however, it's been pointed out that surfing isn't particularly a green, or isn't a particularly green sport. Let's talk about this word pointed out. So I'm going to point that word out.
Oh, very nice. Yes, okay. So to point something out. This means to bring something to someone's attention. Okay, so maybe the fact is there, but people are ignoring it or they don't really notice it. But now someone is pointing it out, so everybody notices it. Here's another example. After we got tickets to Indonesia, my sister pointed out that we were going in the rainy season. If we knew that before we got the tickets, we maybe would have gone to Indonesia at another time in the year.
Excellent. Or here's another example. We were all planning on going swimming today until... Are you trying to look at my example?
It's a good example.
It is. It is. Until Clark pointed out that the swimming pool was closed. Therefore, they could no longer go swimming.
Okay. So, who is most familiar with the oceans? Surfers are. However, we read, it's been pointed out that surfing isn't particularly a green sport. Surfboards release chemicals into the water, and wetsuits are often made using oil. In response, eco-boards have been developed using vegetable-based minerals. Okay, so surfers realize this problem, or that there is a problem, so now they're doing something about it. They're creating eco-boards, eco-friendly surfboards.
And of course, we're talking about green surfing, but you know that word green? I think it has many different meanings, and the guys in the info cloud would like to talk about that right now.
All right.
Hello, friends. When you hear the word green, what do you think of? Vegetables, maybe, or plants, perhaps?
Indeed, greens can refer to vegetables. I still remember my mom telling me to eat my greens when I was little.
I do too. So, eat your greens is just another way of saying eat your vegetables. In this case, greens are edible plants. What about plants that aren't edible?
Well, there's the word greenery, which refers to green foliage or leaves. The park has acres of greenery right in the heart of the city.
And if you have a green thumb, you're good at growing plants. Why? Because most plants are green.
Finally, if you go green, you live in a way that helps protect the environment. In this definition, green means eco-friendly. So if you decide to recycle or ride your bike or walk to work instead of drive a car, you're going green.
我们来看 green 这个字，它往往是和植物有关的像片语。Have a green thumb 是指在园艺这一方面很拿手，不管是种花或者种菜，一个有 green thumb 的人一定会把这些植物养得很好。如果你妈妈叫你 eat your greens， 就是要你吃青菜。注意在这个用法 greens 要用复数。Green 也可以指环保或是有环保概念的。如果你 go green， 就表示你开始做一些有助于自然环境的行动，像资源回收或者是装设太阳能板。另外还有 greenery， 那这个字呢也表示绿色的植物或绿意。The greenery in the city 就是城市当中的绿意。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再见。
Welcome back, and hang loose, folks. Yes, I'm getting ready to catch some waves. I hope to brave some waves in the sea. Today we are learning about green surfing. Well, we know that surfers play an important role in their environment. Where they surf, of course, it's important to try to protect the environment, to be eco-friendly. And some surfboards aren't that good for surfing in the water as they release chemicals into the ocean. But now there are eco boards, and they can be very helpful when you are surfing. Well, friends, now it's time for us to move on to the next section with Surfs Up. Let's talk about the best beaches.
Surfs Up! Best beaches. Surfers have also been encouraged to limit their travel, thus limiting the gas they use. But with so many surfing spots around the globe, trips will certainly continue. Popular surfing beaches can be found from Australia to Indonesia to California. Some of the most famous and impressive waves are found on the pipeline in Oahu, Hawaii.In Southeast Asia, Hainan Island and Taiwan's East Coast offer great surfing. So get out in the sun and start practicing your surfing skills today.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 impressive 这个形容词。Impressive 是指让人印象深刻的或者是引人注意的，例如 The girl's impressive performance got her the role， 这个女孩令人印象深刻的表演让她获得了这个角色，或者是 Jonathan has quite an impressive collection of baseball cards， Jonathan 的棒球卡收藏相当的惊人。它的动词是去掉字尾的 IVE 变成 impress， 意思是令人印象深刻，例如His self-confidence impressed me a lot. 他的自信心让我印象深刻。所以我们看 pipeline 这个专有名词。Pipeline 在课文中是一个夏威夷的冲浪圣地。可是当它当一般名词使用的时候是指藏在地底下的大型管道或管线。例如 the pipeline extends from the coast to the inland well.
这个管线从海边一直延伸到内地的油井，或者是 This pipeline is used to carry natural gas. 这个管线被用来运送天然气。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, well, it's that time to talk about the best beaches. And I know that's exactly what you are wondering. Where can you go to surf?Well, we read, surfers have also been encouraged to limit their travel, thus limiting the gas they use. But with so many surfing spots around the globe, another word for globe would be around the world, trips will certainly continue.
Well, I like the way this section begins. Surfers have been encouraged to limit their travel. Now, why would our author say this?Well, if you remember, the last section talks about green surfing, that is, doing something friendly to the environment. And, of course, another way to be eco-friendly is not driving your car as much. So if there is a beach close to you that might be good for surfing, you should go there instead of traveling very far to another beach.
Excellent point, excellent point. Well, popular surfing beaches can be found from Australia to Indonesia,to California, although I have been surfing. I have not been surfing in Australia, Indonesia, or California yet.
Well, these aren't the only places mentioned for surfing, of course. We read on here, some of the most famous and impressive waves are found on the pipeline in Oahu, Hawaii, of course.
Hawaii! But,
yes, Hawaii. Hang loose, friends. Okay, let'sTake a look at these words, okay? You see the word impressive here in the lesson. That is an adjective talking about impressive waves. That would mean really big waves, okay? Now, what about the word impressed, Rebecca? What does that mean?
Impressed. Mm-hmm. Well, it's similar to the word impressive. However, it basically just means thatYou really admire someone, you respect them, and maybe you were just really surprised at how well something or someone did.
That's right. Okay, so how do you use these words, friends? Remember, you could say you are impressed by something. Now, there could be an impressive show. The show was impressive. You could say, I was impressed by that impressive show.
That was great.
Was that impressive?
That was a very impressive example. I was impressed by your impressive example. Here's another example. You could say, wow, you really have an impressive collection of teapots. I love all the teapots.
Well, something that might impress you is that pipeline in Oahu, Hawaii, because there are impressive, huge waves.That you could ride there. Okay, there's plenty of other places mentioned here. Our last sentence is, so get out in the sun and start practicing your surfing skills today. And here is a good challenge for you. It's time for the SC challenge.
Yes!
Let's find out who today's players are. What is your name?
Luke.
Luke. Uh-huh. And what's your name?
Ariel.
Ariel. Okay, are you excited about the SC Challenge?
Of course.
Yeah. Awesome. Good. Okay. Be nice to my microphone. All right. And friends, you are playing as well. All right. Now let's see what the words are. Environmental, released, responses, impressive. And here are the sentences. Raise your hand when you know the correct answer. Here we go. We haven't heard any blank for the advertisement in the magazine.We have not heard any blank for... Yes, Luke?
Responses.
Let's see. We haven't heard any responses for the advertisement. 1 point for Luke. All right. Let's see. If you want to see some blank artwork, I recommend that you go to the Louvre, a museum in Paris, France. If you want to see some blank artwork... Now, it's an adjective. Okay, we have two adjectives here on the board.I want to see some awesome artwork so that I can really... Ariel, what do you think the answer is?
I think the answer would be impressive, is that right?
Impressive, is that right? Let's see. If you want to see some impressive artwork, you had an impressive answer. Very nice job. 1-1. Game point right here. Oh, no.
The boat blank some oil into the water. The boat blank some oil into the water. It happens all the time, all around the world. But Luke and Ariel, you don't have the answer yet, do you? Do you know the answer? You know it's a verb. Oh, don't be nice. You both know the answer. You just want the other person to raise their hand. Yes, Luke.
Released.
Hold up. Here it is. Oh, no. The boat released some oil into the water. Why didn't you say that earlier? Yeah. That's right. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining. And thank you so much for playing as well. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Yes. Nice job.
Sometimes you might see people, maybe if you're in Hawaii, you might see people do this. They're saying, hang loose, and that's a surfer's greeting. So if you want to be a surfer, you might need to learn how to hang loose. You know what I mean? Ready?
Hang loose, so you can catch the waves, catch the waves, yeah. And hang loose, you need to break the waves, break the waves. Oh yeah, hang loose. You need to stand up straight, stand up straight. Oh, hang loose.
Take a big risk, try a big wave.
Here we go.
Oh, 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 oh.
Take a big risk, try a big wave.
All right, friends, that's all we have this month about surfing.
Oh, no, no, come back tomorrow. We have more for you about surfing right here on
Studio Classroom. We will see you then.